Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me in the studio this morning to talk about salmon in the trees are Jeff Budd and Abigail Carney from the Greater Sitka Arts Council. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Jeff, you kind of have your foot in both worlds. You're also a board member of the Sitka Summer Music Festival,
as is
Cindy Gibson.
Good morning.
Who's here as well to talk about salmon in the trees. And I remember this from last year, Cindy, really well. I went out to that concert out in the park, and I do remember all the fish in the trees, but I don't remember any of the details of how you got it sort of set up.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about that. What is it exactly? It's sort of a spontaneous art exhibit, right?
Not too spontaneous.
Right.
We've got it planned down a bit.
So that,
about 3 years ago, the Sitka Summer Music Festival decided to have a concert in the park. And we chose the park because we really felt like so much of nature inspires art. And we wanted people to get out into nature and experience art. And besides going down to, we have it at the battle site, which is the grassy area with the big totem pole in it, down the trail in the Sitka National Historical Park. And besides just having music to listen to, which is wonderful and fabulous, of course, we also wanted people to, as they went along the path, to maybe have some sort of art installation. The very first year, I worked with David Lass's art class, and they made small starfish out of broken pieces of glass. And we scattered those along the edge of the park, kind of in the bushes and around in the trees. And that was fun. But, you know, we were ready to do something different again the next year. And I had gone to a talk at the Sitka National Historical Park called Salmon in the Trees. An author, Amy Gulick, had come, and she was talking about a book. It was a kind of a tabletop coffee book that she had written about people in southeastern Alaska and the connection that they have with salmon. In particular, how research shows that salmon DNA can be actually found in the DNA of the trees. And so her talk was a lot about the connectivity of people in southeastern Alaska, as well as the science behind the whole, you know, connection of salmon in the trees. And I got to thinking, wow, that would be a really fun art medium to put out there. We could have people in the community who wanted to decorate, you know, wood forms in the shape of a salmon, and then donate that back to us. And we could hang those in the trees so that when people walk to the battle site, they would have that outdoor art installation experience. And we could tie in the science and tie in the park and tie in this book. And, you know, it's that whole connectivity theme. How we could be all together working together on that project. So that's how it got going.
Yeah, well, I thought it was a really effective idea because it is strange. There is this biological connection between salmon and the forest that's been established, and you all are sort of echoing that artistically. And it's just, it's an interesting thing. And also, a battlefield is a strangely serene place to have a concert. That's also kind of part of the whole experience out there. But what do you got to do, Jeff? Where do you get your salmon? Who are we speaking to this morning?
We're speaking to people who would like to take one of these salmon and artistically render it in any way they want, as long as it's family oriented. And then we will hang them in the park, as Cindy was talking about. They can get them either at Waddell and Reed, where Cindy's office is above Brenner's, or at the new gallery, Baranoff Island Artist Gallery, that's right there on the main street. It's $25 for the fish itself, and there's instructions of what you can and cannot do to it. And we need them back by the 15th of June so we can hang them by the 19th.
Okay, so it's kind of a fundraiser.
Yes,
sir. You're paying $25
right.
to get kind of a blank fish, right?
Right? And then you have to paint both sides. You cannot, last year several people put food on them, but you can't do that. The park decided they didn't like that because of the possibility of the fish or the birds getting after them. So the guidelines are paint both sides. You
or
can
decorate.
Cut it.
You don't have to paint.
Yeah, you don't have to paint.
People do all kinds of things to their salmon.
That's true.
Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can cut it up, but it still needs to represent a salmon, and they'll be on this public display, and then they will be returned to the artist if they want, or if they don't want them, we will take them, and in the gallery we'll hang them, and people that come through town, if they like, will be able to purchase them.
So sort of the sky's the limit, or the ocean's the limit, whatever.
Yeah.
Abigail, you're already working on a fish, right?
I am.
Are you are you feeling confined by these guidelines?
Not at all. Okay. And I'm no great artist. Anyone can do this. But yeah, I've been painting mine so far with some nature themes, and it's pretty fun. It's a nice wood surface to work on, so I recommend it.
And you weren't here last year because you're visiting from
yes,
for the
I'm
summer.
Visiting from Yale for the summer. Just got in Saturday, but I'll be here for the next couple of months.
Okay, and you're not at all. I mean, I saw the fish last year. You didn't see them. You're kind of totally working from a blank slate here, right?
Absolutely.
Have you seen a real fish?
That can be a good thing. A blank slate can be a really good thing.
Have you seen a real salmon yet since you've been here?
I've seen a real cooked salmon.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's actually how we prefer to see our fish here.
I think it's fun too. You know, this is an ageless kind of thing. I think young children can do it, probably with maybe a little supervision, but there's the opportunity to be creative and as wild as you want, or as plain and simple as you want.
And the idea here, and I think Abigail touched on it, we're not necessarily calling out to artists per se. We're calling out to anyone.
Right. Anybody that's.
We had a 4-H group last year do one, and we're going to have another group this year do one. We've had husband-wife teams where two couples come and they kind of compete with each other to see who can create, this husband-wife team created one and another husband-wife. There's no prize or first place or grading or ranking of any kind, but they just kind of do it as a fun, activity, I guess, together.
I think that's a good way to approach it. You know, maybe you want to get a couple, three fish and do them with your kids or something. Mm-hmm. I remember going to like a Super Saturday at Baranoff years ago when we were painting geodesic domes.
Mm-hmm.
And we just had all the paint. We had the cardboard geodesic domes, and everybody just kind of sat down, and there wasn't any sort of, I mean, the creative impulse was just right there with the paint and with the thing. It wasn't like nobody was mapping anything out or anybody was shouting orders. It was just really just kind of this free-flowing thing, and it was really kind of fun.
Yeah.
And I think there might be sort of an element in this. I noticed a lot of the fish last year just seemed like they were fun projects.
They were. We had one covered with corks. We had some that had, many that were painted. One that was covered with fish bones, one that had this, it was like stucco on it, and she'd carved a design into it. So there was just a huge variety, and I think that's one of the funnest things is to go and see how creative people are and to see the variety of fish that come in and what people think of and create.
Yeah. We had a red baron, had a parachute above it.
Yeah.
So all kind right. of play on a red salmon.
Yes, right.
We had a school bus or
salmon
painted in, with a school bus side on it. So that was a school of fish.
Now, Cindy, so you mentioned that this sort of started with starfish, and now we actually have salmon in the trees, and your mind is still sort of, the gears are still turning. You're thinking about additional art installations maybe in the future, maybe performance art along the trail?
That would be fabulous. I went to Fairbanks in January one year. No, sorry, it was Anchorage. And I went to an outdoor concert at 7 p.m. in the park. And they had flame baton twirlers. They had performers. They had a snow berm with a movie showing on the face of the snow berm. They had live music, and they had outdoor art installations. And I thought, wow, I never would have been walking outside in the middle of the park in February or January in Anchorage had it not been for this art stuff going on. And I really enjoyed myself, and I enjoyed seeing all the different mediums and getting inspired by that creativity. And I've been trying to recreate that here in Sitka.
Well,
so hopefully, it'd be great if we could have performance.
Seems like we're well on our way. Thanks so much for coming in this morning. Cindy Gibson and Jeff Budd are with the Sitka Summer Music Festival. Jeff Budd and Abigail Carney are with the
Greater Sitka
Arts Council. Abigail's the intern, and she's inspiring us to go out and get our fish at the
Baranoff Island Artist Gallery
or at Waddell & Reed. Okay.
Renners.
And you got to get these fish in by the 15th of June.
Ideally.
Ideally. All right. Thanks a lot, guys, for coming in.
Thank you, Robert.
Thanks.